people began populating the eastern Aleutians 9,000 years ago and continued heading west over the next six millennia. Remnants of their ancient and not-so-ancient village sites can still be seen in the Aleutians today if you know what to look for. KIAL's Ann Hillman has the story.
Scanning the meadow above the black obsidian beaches of Seaguam Island in the eastern Aleutians reveals a subtle change in the topography. The smooth flow of grasses turns slightly rough and bumpy. Walking through the chest-high vegetation reveals a large pit with smaller ones radiating to the side, an old Aleut house.
These were big communal houses, so there were several families in the house, and each family would have one or two of these side rooms off of their compartment in the house, and then you could have the kids sleeping in there, you could store things in there, and sometimes they buried people in those side rooms as well.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife archaeologist Deborah Corbett went to the site with her colleague Allison McLean to look for charcoal samples that can be used to date the structure. About 30 house pits range down the meadow at the Seaguam site, though Corbett says only three or four were occupied at a time. Between 20 and 30 people lived in each house, which were originally built with sod and driftwood or whale bones. Corbett says she thinks that the oldest pits go back 1,000 years, when an unexplained population boom in the region caused people to move from small, single-family homes to dwellings that could house up to 300 people.
In the eastern Aleutians, houses got much bigger and more complex, and we think that has that reflects political and economic changes that were going on in the society because of the increase in the population.
They're situated near a creek on a flat area above a rock beach, where inhabitants had easy access to food-filled tide pools.
But you could walk right out of the houses down to the beach and basically be at the grocery store.
The site was so well situated that the military made use of it during World War II.
The military guys often put their own buildings inside these large pits because the pit was already there, it was protected, and it's smarter to put your pit inside someone else's pit than dig a whole fresh new one.
Sometimes this makes it difficult to distinguish between artifacts left by the Aleuts, who lived there until the war, and artifacts left by soldiers. At the Seaguam site, decaying telephone poles and metal barrels made the distinction more obvious. Corbett says prehistoric and historic Aleut village sites exist on many of the islands, though they have not all been mapped. You can most easily find them in the spring, because plants tend to sprout there first.
People were bringing all kinds of stuff into the sites. They're bringing in vegetation, they're bringing in fish, blood, human waste, all this stuff in the sites. So the soil chemistry is different, and I think they're also better drained. So the vegetation just grows differently.
The bits of trash that help the plants grow also help archaeologists date the sites and learn about the people who lived there. In the Aleutians, I'm Ann Hillman.